Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
A Carissa Philly scandal, Bonza's pleas for help, and new abortion bans in the US. Good morning, this is Louie and Sophie, and at 8 a.m, these are your Zedlines. Queensland opposition leader David Crisafulli operated a trading company in early 2016 that was likely trading while insolvent, the ABC has alleged in a new investigation. Crisafulli was the sole director of Southern Edge, a Melbourne-based trading company, from late 2015 to early 2016. The company collapsed later in June. Crisafulli has previously claimed the business returned a profit, quote, each and every month. PwC liquidators later alleged in a finding that the company was trading while insolvent, meaning that it was unable to pay debts owed. They alleged that the claimed value of the company was, quote, overstated and uncollectible. Crisafulli is currently tipped to become the next premier at the state elections in October. He has made ties to small businesses, including Southern Edge, a key part of his political pitch to voters.
Queensland farming group Agforce has dropped its court case against the federal government and mining company Glencore over a plan to stop carbon in a Great Artesian Basin aquifer after the parties reached an agreement. The lobby group took government to court after Environmental Minister Tanya Plibersek excluded a Glencore carbon capture and storage project from the assessment under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Act. The project planned to inject and store 330,000 tonnes of food-grade carbon dioxide from a coal-fired power station into a deep aquifer in the basin and was blocked in May when the Queensland government banned the practice. Agforce claimed that the project would damage the basin and says it will now push for policy change at the federal level.
The Albanese government turned down an appeal for aid from now-collapsed budget airline Bonza just 10 days before it entered voluntary administration, raising questions on how much Transport Department officials knew before the airline left thousands of passengers stranded. Documents obtained by Guardian Australia through Freedom of Information laws have revealed that department officials briefed Transport Minister Catherine King several times before the collapse, even going as far as drafting media talking points about the collapse 6 days before Bonza's aeroplanes were repossessed. Bonza dramatically entered voluntary administration and stood down all of its 323 employees in late April after recording losses accumulating $133 million and losing the financial support of its financial backer. In June, creditors voted to liquidate the airline after a search for a buyer failed.
The Australian government has updated its travel advice for Lebanon, warning Australians not to travel to the country and those currently there to leave immediately amid rising tensions between Israel and armed political group Hezbollah. The advice comes after Hezbollah rocket-fired from Lebanon killed a dozen children in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights last week, according to Israeli reports. The government previously has warned travellers not to enter Lebanon, but increasing airline cancellations have made the security situation even more volatile. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade have warned that the security situation could deteriorate rapidly with little or no notice and builds on concerns that Israel and Hezbollah could engage in a full-scale war.
An abortion ban in Iowa is being trialed, making it the 22nd state to impose restrictions on terminating a pregnancy. The ban will be enforced following 6 weeks of pregnancy, which in many cases is before a woman finds out she is pregnant. This ban follows the previous law, which allowed for abortions to be carried out until 20 weeks. President and CEO of Planned Parenthood, Ruth Richardson, says her heart is heavy and Iowans have lost the ability to make personal, private and medical decisions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with patches of morning frost. It's currently 9 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/